The best tea in the city. Every Monday to Friday from 9 to 12 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
Hey, good morning. I hope you're well. You made it. The bottom line is you are alive and we celebrate you for that. Thank you for being here. You are in for a treat today. Music and otherwise. Right? I'm just about to play you a lady that was mentored by Tupac. But let me throw this at you. Have you ever wished bad on someone out of anger and it happened? Good morning. I hope you're well. I'm good. I had a great weekend. I hope you did too. You know, when people hurt you, do you sometimes wish bad onto them? Out of anger, of course. So they can feel your pain, the pain that they've put you through. And when you say, or does it make you happy when you see them eventually suffer? Or your good conscience gets the better of you and you end up feeling bad? Growing up, we were all taught to have the will to forgive. Have the will to forgive others and let go. But there are times where motu. People will hurt you. And you can't help in your hurt and anger wish karma onto them. We're also told that we should also watch our tongue. Watch out. Watch your tongue. Because it can bewitch someone. It can cause harm to someone. You say something in anger only for that thing to manifest. You were once upon a time got so hurt by an ex, and you wish them nothing but the same level of pain, if not worse. In fact, worse than I wish, Tony Braxton. And it happened. If you've ever uttered the words, Uliba mbiling ashun, or nakele diaka haywele fats, trust me when I tell you, you have spoken harm onto someone. And chances are, it's going to happen or it happened. They say, think before you speak. But we know, in anger, emotions take over. How ya kereging? Oruma melanda de tu so abar Proverbs 18, verse 21. The tongue has the power of life and death. Like Jonah. Meaning that your words can either speak life to someone or words can speak death to someone. Not death in finality, but harm. Have you ever, out of anger, wished something bad onto someone? And it happened. Now, pause there. When you witnessed your words coming to life, how did you feel? Were you happy? Or it was painful to see it manifest. So in other words, you regretted it. Hashtag, I spoke harm and it happened. Why do you do it? 3 teaspoons coming up. Libuwani Mkombo RT, I cursed my baby daddy not to ever see what he does with his money, because the only time he takes care of the baby is when he feels like it. And that's exactly what's happening in his life. I spoke it and it happened. Not sure if I feel bad. But he has been apologizing. But I can't find it in my heart to forgive him. Awana.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on I spoke harm and it happened. Why? Because you are hurt. You know, when we are hurt, we tend to want those who hurt us to feel the pain that we are feeling. So we wish bad onto them. Sometimes we even wish it would be 10 times worse than what they did to us, so they can think before they're doing it to others. However, what if their day doesn't come? Are you going to be bitter forever? 2, you spoke harm and it happened. Why? Because we want revenge. Whenever people hurt us, our first initial reaction is to get back at them for what they did to us. So we'll go at great lengths to see them face the same pain we felt. However, sometimes the results aren't what we expected and we end up regretting wanting that revenge. because your words may just manifest into reality. The last teaspoon of the three teaspoons on hashtag I spoke harm and it happened because we are petty. Honestly speaking, we are petty. Sometimes we get hurt and angry over small things. And instead of brushing them off, we choose to fight. Most times, if you think about it, your grudges is a culmination of issues piled up that we haven't dealt with. And now the frustration and out of frustration and anger, we cast bad verbal spells onto the next person. When in actual fact, it is us that need the karma for sweeping issues under the carpet. I spoke harm and it happened.
Not to me. It never happens. If I wish harm upon somebody, the opposite happens.
Wish me harm.
Lynn.
Wish me poverty.
Yo, Uncle T.
Please wish me poverty.
Up until you die.
Are you doing that dance?
Yeah, I'm doing the dance.
Honestly, hey, I'm not that powerful. My tongue is the worst. It's the worst, honestly. I don't know. That's why I don't believe in karma. I really don't.
Is it?
No, I don't.
What happens when you speak good? Does that happen?
Maybe I should do that, right?
Speak good to me now.
Uncle T.
How?
If I speak good, then the worst will happen. I mean, I get it's vice versa, so I can't do that. But thanks for that advice.
JJ?
I'll wish them well.
Yes, wish them well.
Flourish when I'm a girl. Okay.
I don't use my tongue for anything harm on somebody else.
Have you ever though?
Yes, on myself. And that sucks.
On yourself, Juliet.
No.
What do you mean?
You know, the power of the tongue, it's not necessarily you wishing harm on somebody else, but you speaking something to life and it happens. Like, I used to say, I don't want to get married. Like, to my family, and my daddy's like, you see, how old are you now? You know, so I don't know, maybe. Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's...
My other question is, how do you know this takilen? Maybe give out why did let me the consumer.
No.
Because who knows? Who knows that Ohadila motor wrong?
Yeah.
The cons.
Yeah. It's possible.
And about.
And I give a law into it.
You spoke harm and it happened.
In my table, but now I once wished my baby Bobby fella, and 2 weeks ago, like I wished it for a car, but I'm too tall, something like that, and it happened. Bona in a little cocoa. I was the first person in Vilahora to get my teleco, you know. So, yeah, Ile and Sarahante, but more home when I said I could like do the Kili one. I was like, ah, man, what did I get? Ule Hile Hanya and
Fell. What do you say?
The hurt people hurt people. I mean, why have this topic today? Like, why have a revengeful thought on a Monday? I woke up and I was like, Tabo! Why are we talking about hurt people? Because we know hurt people hurt people. Then I was there by the stairs going, hot day, like introduce us on a Monday. Guys, revenge is not sane. Revenge is not sane.
You're talking like this because it has happened.
No, it hasn't.
You have spoken it into reality.
No.
Come on.
No, Tabo, you're speaking to somebody who's been in therapy for 4 years flat.
Before therapy.
No, I know words are dangerous. Guys, words are dangerous. Energy is energy.
Wait. Now you know.
I know. I've always known. Never. I don't have to learn from my own mistakes. I can learn from other people's mistakes. And having
can I call
a father.
Down now?
Yes, you can. You heard people calling in saying she was amazing in matric. Don't even come for me, Wena. And you know, when your father's a psychologist, he makes you learn from other people's mistakes. He doesn't wait for you to learn something he's been telling you. Hurt people, guys, revenge, there's no point.
What is it about anger though? What is it about anger and hurt?
Yes.
That when you speak those words, you immediately feel better. It's like this is the remedy, the anesthetic you need.
It's a simple scientific rule. You cannot create or destroy energy. You can either transfer it, give it away, or transform it, change it. So Luna, Nina, you're giving it. So that's why it feels better because it's out there.
It's out.
Aboruna, we transform it. We say, I forgive you for being hurt because hurt people hurt me. That's why you had to hurt me.
Yeah.
Let me go and now heal from the hurt you have caused me.
Well, now you're not even one of the 1% percentile.
No, I know, I'm very special.
You are 0.1 percentile.
No, I know, Tabo, I know. And working on yourself, take being happy. This is what I advocate. Being happy takes work. You've got to get up.
No wonder.
And do something about getting your happiness.
No wonder your show is called The Midday Joy.
I know.
Take the last sip. Call us now on
086-000-00-959. Mtakungu rami sura miso tamaga venture. Ratele plus taruna veradi biya ku peksi. Mtaku a drive it. Harifita a tsotse re fuloge. Ka gopela go yena re mona kopa gore ke ntse di plastic tsa ka go morao kwa kuna li plastic tsa ka go morao go potong. Nana le sound vele go morao. So ga ke mo gopela go ra ke ntse di plastic gore go nna ke manga o mfile a itse ke kenye di plastic kwa ke kopile mang. Ke re na okay. Ya so re ke ntse phoso ga go kopa mara nena re vele plastic because ga bona adventure ke for four. Re le di plastic tse baya. Fetsa tsa shopping, so that's why ke kopile gore ke kentse kakwa because ne re lotse tlhoko are haya yena di ka sidi ntse dilotseng. Okay, ka re sharp ka re ayo nna ntho ke rapelang antshepisa le sithunya are gone ka re gone ke rapela gore ha o thena mo ka re ga dinamelwa ke koloi GLE e wa tinda te mkuli ke so fetse lo bua ara sa jika so a buela mra na le empty ya mnamela a le o ratle go nna zanga bona ke sa mbona ke kwa di plastic tsa ka ke tsamaya. Sometimes we Arab.
Is it sometimes? Yo, well, yo, Sharon Mashike RT. It was last year, ka June, when I had a fight with my boyfriend's brother. Out of anger, I said to him, "You will never see the end of 2020." It happened. He was shot at his house in July. Spew. You spoke calm, and it happened.
Yebo bathi ish and yazi ababuhlungu ngoba bokungcwesi yesisterana
hayi
and ma bamgcekezela it was 20 something okudlala iWorld Cup ye France ngiphumile ngibheka nama out
sure
mangibuya ngithola kugcekezela ethendlini umuntu emthubethi ngase muthwa gole ke muthwa mo jardin
yeah
and ke amusola ke mfana wa mo jardin bari next ngithe mangivela after 2 days ngithola vele phetha ama sick into zam ngathi yazini angifuni ukuthi wena ukuthi ungaboshwa umngane wakho lo uyithathe ukuthi angafa ngoba wena wakithi ufike uhlala nje ejele and really waboshwa after five days aboshwele ezinye izinto zabo kwashona umama wakhe after 5 days aboshiwe akakwazanga nokuncoba umama wakhe nanamhlanje le nto isangishaya ukuthi yazini ngakhuluma into obongamela ngiyikhulume
usasejele namanje
hayi sakaphumi
ninjani niyaringa ma
yayinoma sejele ngamtshela ngathi ngengibhesuke
obumpesu
waqeda ngizange ngamtshela ngathi ngeke ngibhesu mara thema sekaphuma ngahlala naye phansi ngathi mamela bengikwatile bewe wenze ngakhona bengexpect ungayenza wena but mhlawumbe sifundile isifundo athi Clotman ngeke ngiphinde namhlanje straight akasatshontshi akasenzi iningisi umuntu ozifilela ikhono uyazisebenzela
angitshele ma ukhuluma izinto ezinhle kwenzakalani Phiwe
ngiyabona ngifunde from lapho uma ngikhuluma into ezinhle empini kuyenzakala and kufana noma ngabe kunasambodi ogula endlini bonke bavele bathi yazi khona isiphiwe uma ngithandazela ngibana ngithandaza into zakhe ziba right bagcine bathi mnomi wagago ugifta rona wena libitho lagago la-understand isiphiwo sethu sokuthi kumele uncede abantu hhayi ukuthi uzwise abantu obuhlungu ngafunda from lapho ngathi ngeke ngiphinde ngikhuluma into embi empini noma ngizwise ubuhlungu kanjani vele ngithi ngikopa naliyona rihlukane sikacabana babayi uthi ukuthi angimena ngishiye kunjalo ukuthi ngingakhiphi any weight engekho right
Siphiwe
bathi
ngicela ungithandazele bro
kuzokwenzakela yonke into oyifuna iyenzakele bathi
ngiyabonga bro
oda bathi
odla.
Yes, I did wish someone bad and God really made it happen. Was hijacked Lai White City.
Yeah.
The hijacker missed my sister nga 4 bullets and missed my mom ngenye bullet and then line dini 2 bullets the one that was directed to me hit at the door and then yaya ku ceiling. The following day masi counter ama bullets angabangene kithi there were 7.
Sure.
You know what happened? The very same perpetrator who the very same hijacker that was killing us and hijacked my car was killed with 16 bullets meaning 7 plus 7 plus 2 bonus uNkulunkulu wayenza sayibona, and I was told ukuthi sekashonile. I went and I was told ukuthi sekashonile, and I went even to his funeral.
Take. What's a rose bank?
Sometimes uthi ukukhuluma izinto ezibhed ebantwini ziwele ebantwaneni bakho. Njengoba lisho futhi iBhayibheli ri bana batlashwela buhobho babatswadi babona. Ungabe uyikhuluma into ebhed umuntu ungazi ukuthi izoyenzakala kanjani kuwe. Sometimes umuntu uzikhesa yena acabanga ukuthi ukhesa abanye abantu.
Amen.
The best tea in the city every Monday to Thursday from 9 to 12 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.